Welcome to Canny Cross Conversations with me, Michelle.
And me, Louise, talking all things dogs, running and canny sports. This episode is sponsored by the Get Stronger, Run a Faster 5K course.
It's great for canny crossers and runners to improve their 5K time and keep up with their dogs.
Welcome to this week's episode of Canny Cross Conversations. And this week on the podcast, we have Lily Canterback, who is a journalist, an ultra runner and a running coach. Now, you might remember Lily joined us right at the beginning of our podcast journey in episode 5, when Lily borrowed my dog, Pickle, to have a go at Canny Cross. And at the end of that episode, Lily, you said, I really want to get a dog. So a couple of years later, we thought we'd come back and have a chat and see what's happened. So firstly, welcome. Tell us what's happened.
Yeah, I've got a dog. I still don't feel like a dog person, I must admit. It hasn't necessarily changed my view in that respect. I think I'm still a bit more of a cat person. Maybe it's the type of dog I got. Back in November 2021, I got a dog after a lot of conversations with the family. My husband finally said, okay, if you want to get one, get one, but it's 100% on you. I'm having nothing to do with it. The kids were on board. It took a while, actually, to actually find the right dog. I tried loads of rescue centres.
I think we talked about that at the end of the last. You were having problems because you've got cats and children.
Yes, cats and children. Like, basically, you cannot get a rescue dog if you have particularly children. We tried so many rescue centres and they just were not interested at all, which was quite frustrating. I did look at a couple of overseas charities that are not so selective, but I was a bit nervous about getting a dog that I didn't know the back history to and that maybe was a couple of years old and not toilet trained. And I just thought, is that a little bit risky? So I think it was on your recommendation, Louise.
You said, oh, you're blaming me now.
Yeah. You said to post in a Facebook group, I think it was the Canny Cross East Midlands, after we'd done a race, does anyone know anyone who's got any puppies that would be good for Canny Cross? And someone immediately posted that they'd just got a puppy from someone who'd had quite a big litter of, I think there was 11 of them. So I ended up getting one of these puppies. So Zippy is his name, which my youngest son, he must have been about 6 at the time, came up with the name just out of thin air. He literally just looked around the room, saw a zip and went, Zippy. And we were like, that is such a good name.
And it completely, completely suits him as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
So you didn't go for a normal type dog,
no.
Did you, for your first dog?
No, I think this is where we went wrong. So Zippy is a foxhound trail hound.
Yeah.
So he's really a working dog. So he's not necessarily the best pet material, although he's got a really lovely nature. But he's fantastic at running and he's fantastic at endurance running. So he's definitely ticked that box. But yes, he's less of your sort of well-behaved, obedient pet. Definitely
so just,
not that.
Just tell us a little bit more about Zippy, because you grew up with dogs, didn't you? You had a rescue dog.
So we had a rescue dog, when I was growing up, Jessie, and she was like my best friend. And it was funny really then, because we lived in the countryside and she just came and went as she pleased. And, you know, literally would take herself for walks and she'd go off for a few hours and come back. And, you know, everyone was fine with that. She was a lovely, good-natured dog. yeah, it's just cheap. I mean, my mum says I've got rose tinted view of her. Like, there were issues that I obviously just didn't see because I wasn't dealing with it. So I know, you know, dogs are not necessarily easy. But yeah, I suppose with Zippy, yeah, he's quite energetic, shall we say. Over friendly, over familiar, incredibly strong. He's just such a social dog, but the other side of that, he doesn't like being left on his own. So that's, I mean, I work from home, so it's less difficult, but you know, if we want to go out for the day, we do really have to plan it around, like what we're going to do with the dog.
I think that's most dog owners as well.
Yeah, I think so. We had a nightmare toilet training him, and at night, he's still not very good at night, to be honest. That's just been, yeah. But I think part of it is he went to someone else for a few weeks and then they took him back because something in their relationship broke down. I think Zippy broke them.
Dog.
And so we don't know what happened in those few weeks. And so he was very difficult to crate train. He weed in his bed, which apparently dogs never do, but Zippy did.
No, and
he's got a really, really, really sensitive stomach. So we quite often, he still now, even now he's nearly three, he will vomit or have diarrhea at night in his crate. So there's that to deal with. I think for a first dog, he's quite a challenge, and I think all dogs afterwards would be easy, but I'm not sure we will get another one.
I hope Zippy's there with his paws over his ear so he can't hear you.
He's asleep on the sofa. I took him out for 3 hours this morning, so he's nice and quiet now.
Yeah, I think that's the issue. You never quite know what dog you're going to get, do you?
No.
You've just got to kind of adapt to them. It sounds like you're doing your best though, Lily.
Yeah, and I mean, in some ways he's perfect, like for running. He literally is the perfect dog for the type of running that I do. And he can go, just keep going and going and going and going. He's strong. He will pull me. He's good around other dogs. You know, when he's running with other dogs, he's fairly on it. And at home when it's, you know, just me and him, he's, you know, if he's had a run, he's totally chill. He'll just, you know, sleep and he's easy. But as soon as someone new comes into the house, he's very, very excited.
I think that happens with a lot of dogs. I mean, Pickle used to be a bit like that, but she's calmed down now. Once she's got over the initial, hey, someone new to get food from, you know, she's fine.
But like, if we're out for a run or even a walk, he has to say hello to every single person he goes past. And that normally means sniffing them somewhere inappropriate.
Yeah, but dogs do that.
I think because he's so strong, it's difficult sometimes to like stop him from doing that. So he's literally weaving down the street saying hello to every single person. So, you know, but it's good that he's social. But he's definitely independent, very, very independent.
How were the cats? Because you've got a couple of cats, haven't you?
Yeah, that's been the other issue.
That's all coming out now.
Well, one of our cats is like a farm cat who was never around that much, now probably pops in once a fortnight. It's pretty much moved into someone else's house down the street, which is fine because he, like I say, he was never really that present. The other cat basically lives in the kitchen and won't come into the rest of the house because Zippy is so excited to see the cat every single day. And the cat's got used to him, and sometimes when Zippy jumps up to the cat, Fred like doesn't like nuzzle into him and likes to sort of, you know, bash head, you know, gently stroke his head against Zippy's head, so they have like these little moments, but Fred won't be on the ground at the same time as Zippy because Zippy's just so excited. And Zippy's got a real thing for cats. Like, again, if you're walking him and he sees a cat, he starts whining, he starts pulling, he wants to go and see that cat and he wants to play with it more than dogs. He just is obsessed with cats. And I think because our cats were scared of him, and always run, that's made them more exciting. So we've never got to the point where they can kind of be in the same space together, at least on the same level. So yeah, that's been the other thing. I think if we'd had a kitten and a puppy, it would have been fine, but because the cats were a bit older, they were not
so So your husband, Mark, is a cat person, and now the cats have been driven out of the house. So how does he feel about that?
I think he's he goes in sort of cycles with it. I think sometimes he feels like it'd be easy if we had no pets at all. Sometimes he just wants cats. He certainly never just wants a dog. But having said that, he does give the dog a lot of attention. He's very I wouldn't say he fusses over him, but he, you know, I do catch him like sometimes playing the dog in the garden, and I'm a bit like, oi, stop playing with my dog, you know. He won't pick up his poo, but you'll play with him. He certainly wouldn't be bothered if we didn't have the dog, but at the same time, he does get on with Zippy's now. You know, he wouldn't even talk to Zippy in the first few months because Zippy was so difficult as a puppy.
I have witnessed him taking Zippy for walks.
He does walk him now, he quite likes walking him. He does talk about other people's dogs a lot now. So he
did he talk about Pickle? Because so your husband Mark was doing some work for us, and when I had the pups, so I used to frog march him into the utility room where the pups were.
Yeah,
so aren't they cute? Aren't they cute, Mark?
Yeah, he wasn't impressed. No, he's not a dog person, but he agreed. You know, I didn't push this on him. It was him that turned around and said, if you want to get a dog, get a dog. So, yeah, he's warm to him. And you know what? Zippy adores him. And the first thing he does, he's all over him as soon as he comes home. And sometimes he'll, you know, he's ignoring me and just wanting attention of Mark. And I think he Mark secretly likes that.
They all do.
Yeah, I think everyone has the potential to become a dog person. I think it's within all of us, so there's hope for him, I think.
Yeah, I think so. Although there's a lot of dogs I'm still not particularly keen on. I'm a bit of a dog snob.
but we don't all like people, do we? We don't like
that's true.
Why would we always like all the dogs out there? I like my Canicross group ones, they're lovely. So before Zippy got old enough to canicross, did you do any training with him for canicross, you know, to prepare him for it or anything?
I'm trying to think back now. I can't remember when I did one of the social runs with you. I think that was probably one of the early.
I'll tell you what we did when I remember what we did. And it was I think it was one of the first times, wasn't it, when he was able to canicross. We didn't Paul take him out.
Yeah, that was early on because I broke my toe, so
that
I couldn't run for a while. I think that was around the time I just started with him. I don't know that I did do any sort of specific training other than just coming out on the social runs with you guys and kind of picking up some tips. Obviously, I'd done some training with Pickle, so I tried to kind of implement that when I went out running with him and using certain words. I mean, my key one is steady.
Yeah, I say that a lot.
He will try and pull me down. In fact, he did the other day whilst I was just chatting with some other dog owners at the top of a very muddy hill, and he saw a dog that he liked at the bottom and I was attached to him, and so next thing I knew I was running down the hill because I had no choice. He's so strong I couldn't hold him back, so I thought, right, I've got to just go with it, just run with him down the hill. And I should have bowed at the end really, because everyone was very impressed that I managed to stay on my feet because it was so muddy and they're all a bit terrified. But I always walk him in like shoes I can run in and a supportive bra, because I never know at any moment I might end up running.
That's a really good tip, actually. I think if you've got a strong
always be prepared. I think that's a sex motto, actually, isn't it?
I always find it, I went to agility this week and I always find it fascinating because Pickle's really fast at agility. I have to run to keep
up. Amazing.
I go in my running kit.
Yeah.
But a lot of people go in their welly boots. And I'm like, I just couldn't do that. I have to be ready to run.
Yeah.
So what was the difference with kind of getting Zippy started Canny Crossing compared to Pickle? Are they very different dogs in terms of running?
Yeah.
Be nice, yeah. I'm here.
I mean, I think Pickle's better at the commands and even like when I ran with Pickle on my own, she was very much in the zone. She ran nicely. She would listen to things that I said. Zippy, if he's not in a race, he's not really on it. If there aren't other dogs around, he does get very easily distracted. The main difference is he is a lot stronger and I go a lot faster with him. In a race, or not even a, you know, a short, fast race, even something longer, he just keeps on it and pulls a lot. So, I'd say that's the main difference, is like Pickle is better behaved.
She's a lot more experienced though, isn't she? She's had a lot of practice. So yeah, I'm sure Zippy will learn.
Yeah. I mean, I like to think of Zippy now as kind of, he's a bit like me. He's a bit of a maverick, does what he wants, doesn't really care what the rules are, just goes hell for leather. And, you know, I kind of admire the fact that he seems to be fairly untrainable. And he has had loads of training. Like, I spent a fortune on one-to-one training and it just went out the window as soon as he became an adolescent.
Yes, they are interesting. I think a lot of it is to do with us, actually. That's what I've decided. Seeing as Pickle's pups seem to be really well trained and doing really, really well, I'm like, okay, maybe it was me. Maybe I'm the factor that was wrong. But I have a question to ask you. So in our last podcast with you, episode 5, if you've not listened to it, you said something, I can't quote you because I didn't write it down, something like it was easier running with Pickle. With the pull, was your first feeling?
Oh, okay.
It was an easier run, even though you were going faster.
Yeah.
So, would you say the same thing with Zippy?
Yes and no. I think it depends. So, a couple of weeks ago, we did one of the Big Bear events, which is these looped courses that you can do as many loops as you want, and it was the first time we've done anything that has been more than, you know, like a Canny Cross series where it's been like up to 5K. So, and for that, we ended up doing 28 miles, which was a big leap for him because the most I'd ever done with him was about 13 at that point. And for me, because I haven't been doing long distance for a while. And it was a lot easier with him because he was, at least for the first 20 miles, he was pulling. Yes, I do still think it's easier. I do go faster and he takes a lot of the strain, does a lot of the work. Having said that, he never pulls me up a hill.
No.
He doesn't seem to want to do that. And also, like, if we go out for a social run and it's meant to be an easy run and there are other dogs and they're fast dogs, then we end up doing a super hard, fast run. So then in that respect, it's harder when I'm trying to do something easier. You know, I will end up going a lot faster.
Although, interestingly, the other day we met you, didn't we? We didn't plan it, but we met on the canal. I was at Canny Cross. So you, and actually they ran, Pickle and Zippy ran really well together.
Yeah, they did. They
and it
did.
Wasn't fast, because I was thinking, oh no, this means I'm going to have to run even faster now. But actually, they were good pace. I know he'd done, was that just after he'd done the Bear event?
Yeah, it was, but even that was faster than what I would have done on my own with him. As soon as Pickle came along, he picked up the pace.
Yeah,
on that. So I thought that was really interesting as well. Was that Pickle had head up and she was looking out for ducks, and Zippy had like his nose down, more like sniffing on the ground and trying to smell whatever. I think you could tell there was sheep in the field next to us, and I thought that was interesting, the different types of dogs.
But what I find interesting, and I know Poppy's probably similar, is that if I canny trek Pickle, unless we're doing South West Coast Path where she knows she's doing a long, you know, long walk or whatever, If I canny trek her around here, we just go for a normal walk. I find it really hard because she's slower, obviously, because we're not running, and she's distracted. She'll sniff, which is good for them anyway, but she'll do all that. When we're running, it's like her mind's working. She's on a job and she's in the zone. And even if she sees the ducks, we just go a bit faster. We don't lose our focus.
Yeah.
And I just wonder again if it's the same with Zippy, that he just needs to get into that zone. And maybe you're too slow for him, really.
how did he deal with the loops, Lily? Like, did he get...
He did really well, but there were...
Went on, or did he get bored?
He did get bored, yeah. So there were other dogs there. So we went off really fast. So like the first two loops were much faster than I ever would have done on my own. But he sort of learned that there was a dog that wanted to be ahead of him, and he just sort of tucked in behind him. And he did really well. And even when all the dogs disappeared, he knew, because he could smell, he'd done the course a few times, he knew the loop there, and he was very straight. Everyone was saying, your dog's so much better behaved than mine, which I was thinking was hilarious. But he just kept going round and round in that loop. But I did feel like the last two loops, he was starting to get distracted, and he started to pull off the course more and wanted to go and sniff. Then a deer decided to walk out in front of us, so he decided he was going to chase that. So we had a little bit of a sprint for a while. But yeah, I would say, so what we did eight loops. So yeah, by the seventh loop, I could tell he was getting bored, because he wasn't running straight in front of me. He was doing what he normally does on a run, which was doing go off and sniff.
But that's really good to know that he'll do that and do ultras.
And I think it's changed my thinking of what kind of racing I want to do with him, because I initially was thinking, you know, I'll do these series, I'll do this short, fast stuff.
And you have done some of those, haven't you? So tell us about those as well.
Yeah, I think I've only done... I think I've only
done
one
with Pickle. And how many with Zippy?
I think I've only done one with Zippy. I did Catton Hall.
That was last year.
Yeah. And we did the newcomers, or what, I can't remember what it's called, but it's a category for new canny
crossers.
It was a 3K, which went up a hill, through some muddy woods, and back down again. And I did it, and my son did it as well. And my son went first, which Zippy, he was good, but he was a little bit distracted by the other dogs on that first loop. And so then when I did it, Zippy knew what he was doing. So I got the better version of that loop, which my son was a bit put out with, because I was faster than him. He went hell for leather up that hill. And it was like the fastest 3K I've ever run in my life. And I was running like 320 kilometers, which I can't actually physically do on my own. No. I don't think, not for that amount of time anyway. So I was, it was super fast, the loop. And I was like trying to move my feet as quickly as possible to kind of keep up with the dog.
You don't have time to think, do you? Survival.
So we did that one, and that was really good. But the thing I found is that you normally have to like travel to these series, and for me as an ultra runner, traveling somewhere to run 5K, just, I don't know, I never quite have felt infused enough to do that. So I think unless it's like right on my doorstep, then I'm less likely to do it. So I've done, it's more that I just do more of just running with him, myself, social runs with your group. But since the Big Bear, and realizing, which I kind of knew anyway, but kind of testing out on a longer distance, but knowing that although he did get bored towards the end, knowing that he could do it, and perhaps if the course was not loops, would keep going and going and going and be more interested. And now I'm thinking, oh, actually, should I try finding more ultras I can do with him?
At the time of recording this, by the time this goes out, it will have happened, but there is the Canny Ultra, which is once a year, isn't there? So that's, I think, this weekend, which is end of March. That always looks quite interesting. I mean, if I'm going to do an ultra, which I kind of want to do, I'd probably go and do that. And Michelle, you ought to come and do that one because it's really chilled.
Yes. No, I do fancy that. I'm just not sure Poppy will be up for it. She's not a distance dog. She is a sprinter. So I'm not sure that the ultra distance is for her. I'd love it. But...
we need to find a dog for Michelle.
An ultra dog.
You can borrow Zippy. Everyone's terrified of running Zippy, though.
I won't run Zippy.
Help up the hill.
Because weren't you training for your, you were training for something. You kept saying to, oh, it's when Pickle was pregnant. You kept saying to me, you can use Zippy. And I was like, no, it's okay.
Although we met that other dog that we did that run with the other day. Is it Lennox? I mean, yeah, Zippy was trying to keep up with it.
Yeah, I was getting that.
But although I didn't notice, Lennox was getting tired towards the end, whereas Zippy wasn't. And that's the difference with him, is he's fast, but maybe not the fastest.
We talked about this with various guests just recently with podcasts that we've been recording, and some of it is to do with building up. So you run Zippy long distance anyway. As you said, you hadn't run that distance with him, but you've built him up. So he's fitter and he's fit for that. It's like a human, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like Pickle can do long distances, not what Zippy did, but she's fit. She's healthy, you know. So the dog you're talking about doesn't canny cross all the time like we do.
Yeah.
So it's probably not fit enough to do that. But if it got fitter and did it more often, then I think it would sustain that.
Yeah.
So it is really interesting. And there's some fun in our social group on a Sunday. There are some really fast dogs. The best one being Luna, the Jack Russell.
He's insane.
Yeah,
she tries to keep up with Zippy. It's hilarious.
Oh yeah, she likes running with Pickle, but she's going like, she is, you know, most dogs go into a little trot and we're running, you know, really fast. And she's like going for it. But anyway, yes. So definitely.
Yes.
Are you go on?
I was going to say, we talked about strength training, didn't we, Lily? Last time we chatted, are you having to do more of that now you've got Zippy to keep up with? Are you still on with all that, especially training?
Yeah, it's kind of changed. So I did have a PT, but she's had a career change. So, and I'd been with her for years, but she stopped doing it. So I decided that I was going to rechannel that money into a running coach. So I've got a running coach, but I wanted to do the strength. So I basically joined the gym, which I didn't want to do, but I did it because I know I won't do it at home. And it's just easier doing it in the gym with all the different kit and stuff. And I'm finding out actually it's not awful. I occasionally enjoy it, I suppose. So I'm trying to go to the gym twice a week. I think the only difference with Zippy is that because he does pull and he pulls so strong, I sometimes get lower back pain, which I never, ever get normally. I think...
I'm not saying anything.
I've not got time to sign up for another type of class.
10 minutes is all you need.
I don't have 10 minutes, honestly.
Chat.
But yeah, so I go to the gym twice a week and do my strength. My coach kind of gives me guidance on that. And then he gives me, all the sort of training plans and stuff and everything else. So this year, my sort of A game race, I suppose, is a 100K in August, which I don't know how that's going to go down in August. It could go one way or the other weather-wise. So obviously I can't do that with Zippy, but... so that's kind of what I'm training for. But a lot of my training runs are with Zippy. But I'm also aware that I need to be able to do longer runs on my own without Zippy pulling me.
It's getting a lot warmer now. I mean, this week it's been quite warm for them.
Yeah.
Temperature's been high. Humidity has been high around here. I don't know what it's like with you, Michelle, but it's been the same.
Yeah, it's really,
And I've noticed the difference in Pickle just taking her out for short runs. So... yeah, so that will start to make a difference. So you will be starting to run by yourself more.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely. So have you got plans to take, to do more races with Zippy and, you know, find some more ultras or...
Yeah, I think so. Obviously now with it warming up, maybe not till the end of the year. But yeah, I think we'll see how this 100K goes. And then it might be that after that, I sign him up for something quite long. But I quite like the Big Bear events. There's something quite satisfying about loops. So, which is weird because you would think you would get boring, but you kind of get in the zone. So I might do some more of their events because they tend to be quite close to where I am. And then maybe do some shorter stuff with him in the winter. I don't really know.
There's quite a lot more events around that'll do mass starts rather than the series that we've done before. So I think.
Oh, we are doing one on Sunday. I forgot actually.
Are you going to do that one?
Yeah, I've signed up for it. So it's a 5K mud run obstacle course. It's just like a local village fundraiser, and I'm taking Byron. But I said to Byron, probably best if I run with a dog, because otherwise you'll probably get dragged through something on, you know, not on your feet. But my son does sometimes run with him with Zippy as well, and he does find him a little bit difficult to manage because he's not quite strong enough to hold him back. But yeah, he does kind of love the kind of kamikaze approach to running with
Zippy. I love it so much when it comes to social ones and you've got these timid people running and then you've got him going past. It's like, he's slowing down.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's good. So it sounds quite exciting. With the ultra running with, we are seeing, aren't we, Michelle, more and more people doing longer distances with their dogs.
Yeah, people seem to want to challenge themselves a bit more recently. We've heard of lots of people doing ultras, haven't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I noticed that at Big Bear when I was talking to the other dog owners, that quite a few of them, most of them actually were doing, like, had other ultras lined up and stuff, or did a lot of Big Bear events. There was a guy going off to do I can't remember if it was 50k or 50 miles, but he was doing that with his dog. So I guess, you know, you're restricted by races and which ones will allow dogs. But
and it's about, because I did the ATW in January, which was great. And I still think it's education. I don't know what they were like at the Big Bear. Did the dog owners have proper Canicross harnesses on, or?
Yeah, they all did actually. Yeah. Good. Yeah. That's... And the Big Bear were really good in terms of, you know, they had tethers that you could tether, you know, connect your dog to, and bowls of water.
Yeah.
And you had to show your insurance before, because I was like, insurance? Like, my dog's got insurance. And then I looked at my policy and it actually does have public liability on it. So all I had to do was just like send them a copy of that. Right. But yeah, everyone had harnesses. A couple had non-stop, like I use. I had a couple of people ask who didn't have the dogs with them, but asking me about the harness because they did have dogs that they were going to start running with.
So you put them our way, I hope.
Yep.
Yeah, well, that's great.
I thought there wasn't that many, like out of about 100 people, I think there was probably about 8 of us that had dogs. That Big Bear.
And I think that's more. So when I went and did the ATW, it was a 5 and 10K, and there was 100 of people with dogs. And I think it's sort of distance. So people are still unsure, aren't they, whether they can run their dogs long distance or short. So it's I think time will tell as well the effect it has on dogs. But as long as we're keeping them healthy and, you know, fit and muscularly strong.
Yeah, I mean, Zippy's got bigger. He used to be really skinny. And he used to spend a lot of time in the park running around, doing lots of sort of interval work with other dogs, and was very, very skinny. And now I think we're doing the longer stuff. He's certainly bulked out a lot more now. And he's always been muscular, but he's just more, I guess, a bit more stocky now.
Well, and he's grown as well, hasn't he? He's matured. So that
was
the difference. They changed.
And it's interesting, his eating's changed as well, because he used to be quite happy with like 2 meals a day. Now he's like me. It's like little and often. He's just like constantly asking for a little bit. So I know what he should have in a day, and I tend to just give it to him in bits throughout the day.
Yeah. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. You know, it works for each dog, doesn't it? It works differently. But,
yeah.
Yeah, brilliant. So it sounds quite exciting. So if we're going to using Pickle to having your own dog, you've come a long way in the last couple of years.
Yeah, definitely. It's certainly changed a lot of things at home and stuff. Zippy even came on holiday with us for 3 weeks last summer, although I've been told that's not happening again. He was really good, though. Because we were in a motorhome for 3 weeks in Ireland, travelling around, and we were a bit worried about what he'd be like, but he just, because he was with us all the time, he was, yeah, when he was in the van, he was absolutely fine. Just in his bed, as long as he had his bed, he'd just go in his bed. He didn't wake us up in the night. He was fine. But I think it's more like if it's a rainy day and you want to go to the cinema, you can't, because you can't leave the dog. Yeah. It's more that kind of thing.
It makes it a bit more challenging. I remember taking Poppy down to Devon last summer, and we were only there like less than a week, but it rained the whole time. We had a succession of two storms close together.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
In fact, I was meant to meet up with you down there, wasn't I, Louise?
Yeah.
Didn't. And we actually found, because we had our 10-year-old daughter with us, and we actually found an indoor amusement park that allowed dogs inside, which was our saviour. But I think if we'd not have had that.
Yeah.
It is difficult. And you've got the other extreme as well. If it's really hot, you don't want to leave them in the van, but you don't want to take them out as well. So.
Yeah. And it's strange in Ireland as well, because a lot of the footpaths, you're not allowed to take dogs on them at all, not even on the lead. And the sign saying your dog will be shot. So, yeah, there was certain things, you know, walks and stuff we couldn't even do with him because the dogs weren't allowed.
Gosh, and it's really interesting, isn't it? Because obviously, I down in Cornwall a lot, and they, you know, shops, cafes, restaurants, they let you, you know, because they know. So don't let people in with the dogs. They're not going to have any custom, I think, you know, and they're more open to it, definitely. Excellent. Mm. Well, Zippy won't be going on holiday this year, but Michelle, have you got anything else?
I was just going to put a shout out to our listeners, actually, just while we're on the subject of holidays and dog-friendly places. We do want to do a bit of a feature on them, don't we, over summer?
Yeah.
Do let us know if there's anywhere, like, amazing that you've taken
cafes,
holiday or
cafes, Airbnbs, whatever. Shout out.
Yeah, let us know.
Be great to hear. Yeah,
we'd love to hear. But it's been wonderful having you back on to chat, Lily. Thank you.
You probably hear Zippy how, I don't know, Zippy might block it out. He's howling at the moment because something's going on.
Oh, yeah. God bless him. Hi, Zippy.
So I'm going to make a feature on this podcast.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Excellent. Well, thank you so much for joining us,
Lily.
It's great to find all out about Zippy. Hope you've really enjoyed this episode, whether it's encouraged you to get a dog, a bigger dog, another dog, whatever, then do let us know. But otherwise, we will see you on the next episode. We hope you've enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe and share with your friends.
And if you get a moment, please leave us a review. We'll see you next time on Canny Cross Conversations. Thank you to our sponsor, Get Stronger, Run Faster 5K.
Find out more about the course at the link in the show notes.
It's great for canny crossers and runners to improve their 5K time and keep up with the dogs.
And it will really help you to enjoy running more and avoid injury.